morning and welcome to How's It Going, Doctor? I'm Eddie. Welcome.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk. Talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses you in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on Him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Woo. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. You're worried about Donald Trump? God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House Hill and Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
How many can say that you're satisfied with the Lord tonight? I'm so satisfied with my Savior. Because he means more to me than anything this world could ever offer. Is he all right tonight, church? Is he all right tonight, church? Come on, choir. Let's sing it tonight. Come on.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the morning show. Today is Sunday, February 5th, 2017, all for one. Welcome to House of the Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Sunday morning. Are you getting ready for church? What you got planned for Sunday? Have you studied your Sunday school lesson? Are you going out for breakfast, which is Sunday school? Then have dinner, which is your sermon. And then in the afternoon, walk in Christ as you walk out this morning in Christ. Again, welcome to the House of Reverend Yasper, the morning show. It is Sunday, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Thank you for being with us. Luther Barnes, are you satisfied? I love this song. Thank you, Luther Barnes, and the Redbird Gospel Singers.
And how he makes the way. When it seems to be no hope for me, yeah. Yes, I'm satisfied with the joy he placed within my soul and how he helped me to bear.
Everything that you own, your wife, your children, all the necessities of the world that you have around you, which God has provided you with, all of those things should not be more important than God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit in your life, your guiding compass. Again, good morning and welcome to House of Production Gospel, the birthing of a new community. How many of us need a new community? All for one. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. That's Galatians, the 3rd chapter. and the 28th verse, all for one. Now, as a result of just listening and participating in this, you should be able to do these things after today or after hearing. Discover the unity of Christians based on the saving work of Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Appreciate that through Christ, we are all one in the church. And most of all, examine ourselves for prejudice. Examine ourselves for what? Prejudice. Attitudes against other believers. And guess what? Other believers, regardless to what their believers are, that's for your fellow human being. We all believe in different things. We all look different, we say different, we talk different, we act different. How about you? Do you have prejudice in your heart for anybody at all? Children of God, spiritual forces, how have you closed yourself? Difference of race and class and gender make it hard for people to get along. How can we live in harmony? Paul told the Galatians that through Christ, believers have received the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity of God, making us heirs of God, through the Holy Spirit, and bringing us into a community, a oneness where human differences are no longer devices. As an adult, we appreciate being part of something larger than ourselves. This connection adds meaning and joy to our lives. Unfortunately, throughout our lives, we have learned a variety of prejudices from all cultures and varying life experiences. Adults sometimes hesitantly and sometimes with direct intentions requires differences between ourselves and others based on genders. We recognize those differences between ourselves and others based on gender, race, class, other ethnicities, economic education, and so forth. We also set the divide that these differences can bring. We set up a wall. Does that mind you what the president, Donald Trump, wanted to do? Build a wall between us and Mexico? How about the walls that you build in your life, in your Holy Spirit, against other people of other colors? We also divide that these differences can bring, especially when they are focused on us. We also see the divide that these differences can bring, especially when they are focused upon you. Yet we have learned to set aside our differences and issues to work together for a common cause. That's what is not happening in the legislature, from the state to the county government to the federal government, which lead to gridlock. We don't want to work together. We don't want to cooperate together. We don't want to work for the common good of all. This is not good. In any nation, in any human being, any community, and in between any two people, that is not good. Do you know and understand the atmosphere that is present today in this country we call the U.S. of A.? Despite our willingness to adjust, we should recognize the honest truth that we are often more comfortable among people with whom we share something in common. However, there are needs to come. However, there needs to come about the building of bridges between races, class, and economic statuses and other titles that divide us. We need to develop a willingness to find and seek out a common cause, a frame that we can stand on. What greater cause on earth is there than spreading the love of Jesus Christ? What better way than spreading the love of Jesus Christ? The Greek word son is translated children by the NRSV in this package because passage, the term is used by Paul both here and in Romans 8 to refer to the status of the Christians regardless of gender. Did you hear that? Regardless of gender, male or female. This passage emphasizes crucial differences between God's people under the Old and the New Covenant, law and slavery versus freedom and adoption. Paul teaches in Romans 3:28, is not intended to eliminate all distinction between people, but rather to celebrate unity within diversity. The imagery of this passage is dependent upon the first century Romans practice a legal adoption of an adult heir to be designated as the recipient of family wealth in addition to family privileges and obligations. Galatians 3:26-29 further connects the reality of Christian unity to the experience of baptism in which believers are clothed with Christ. See also Galatians 3:9-12 as well as 14. Now, some questions for you. Have you ever experienced a fellowship disconnect because of disunity in church work or the community? A common situation for those attending churches and local churches throughout this world. There sometimes comes to be disunity. How do you feel when you observe obvious disunity and bias? When you see it clearly, how do you feel? How does it affect you? You as a member of a church clearly see bias and disunity within your church. What do you do? How do you deal with it? Sometimes, to establish a new thing, we must tear down old things. Let me repeat that. Sometimes, to establish a new thing, we must tear down an old thing. That reminds me of what's taking place presently in this country. There were some 120 million plus voters that voted in the election that just took place. Hillary Clinton and our current president, Donald Trump, were running for the office of President of the United States. And President Donald Trump was the winner. Now, his position is to tear down a few things. There seemed to be uproar in regards to that all over this country in different factions. And you might say it's all coming from the losing side. But there are some elements from the winning side that are not happy. The thing of it is this. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, raises up leaders, and he sets them down. He just sat down one, President Barack Obama, after two terms of leading this country. And guess who he raised up? Guess who he raised up? President Donald Trump. He raised him up with or without our help. He raised him up with our help through government, through elections, through the process that we call here in America freedom of the vote and the choice. We voted for President Donald Trump. He came out to be the winner. That's the process here in the United States. Here's the thing for you to do now. Allow God. Allow God. It's all in his hand. He's in the affairs of men. He raises leaders up and he sets them down. He does it for a reason. He brings them to the forefront as a leader of a nation for a reason. You have to know God to understand what is taking place. You have to know God. Sometimes to establish a new thing, we must tear down the old thing. Can you think of any that could probably be done away with in the church? In the church. All right. As believers, we are often and honest with ourselves, and we often struggle to overcome our own biases and prejudice. Let me repeat that to all of us again. As believers, if we are open and honest with ourselves, we often struggle to overcome our own biases and prejudices. This can become one of the biggest hindrances that contribute to not allowing for full Christian growth. Do you understand that when you got that stuff in your heart of hating each other and doing different things, you can't grow in Christ? You cannot grow in Christ. You cannot grow in Christ. Satan is moving. You hear him in the background? That's not of God. You hear him? That growth is not limited solely to the body of Christ, like your church, home, it is also hard for us to fully transition into our calling if we carry bias or that become burdens that weighs us down. When you have that stuff in your heart that weighs you down, you can't move, you can't relate, you can't react, you can't hug and interact lovingly with your fellow human beings, especially those in your church and those that are saved and unsaved. You can't do it because you're weighted down by evil and biases. While we do not recognize and acknowledge that all Christians are one in Christ, while we do recognize and acknowledge that all Christians are one in Christ, let me say that again. While we do recognize and acknowledge that all Christians are one in Christ Jesus, however, putting this belief into practice can become a hurdle. Yet it is a weight that we must learn to lay aside and focus on that which unites us. We must believe that the unity within us far outweigh any differences among us. Something to explore and think about here. Because we are Christians, we recognize the great privilege and responsibility of being God's adopted children. We receive the Spirit who empowers us to celebrate our unity in Christ. We must not hinder the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It is His desire to guide us through all truth. And how is that we guide through all truth? It is the Holy Spirit that guides us through all truth. That is what you need today to be discerning about what's taking place in this country called America and in the world today. Jesus Christ is fast returning to this place called Earth, and He's bringing peace with Him. He's bringing peace with Him. There will never be peace here on this earth. That will be always confusing, because in this domain, Satan is in control. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit allows Him to do so until God's return. It is His desire to guide us through all truth. That's the Holy Spirit. This includes a unification of the body of Christ for the working of the ministry toward kingdom building and advancement. As believers, we understand that all people are equally undeserving of God's great gift of salvation and being called God's children. That is because of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden thousands and millions of years ago, however the time God chose to be, as you understand it. But it was a long time ago that bond was broken by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when they were deceived by Satan, the deceiver, the liar, the snake, the evil one, the ones that battles you every day, 7 days a week, the ones that fights God, and He's going to fight Him until His death. He's going to fight Him with the earth and you and I and our lives and our minds and stuff that we own and possess. He's going to fight. Do not let Him control you. As believers, we understand that all people are equally undeserving as God's great gift of salvation, being called God's children. And Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this debt, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, I say it again, but deliver us from evil, the evil one, Satan, the deceiver, the liar, the father of death." He was the reason that Cain rose up and slew his brother Abel. Cain and Abel fighting on gifts that were brought to honor God. The first murder, two brothers. Now do you understand the killing that's taking place in this country, in the black community, in the white community, in the Indian community, in the Jewish community, in the Gentile? When I say Gentile, that's all other races other than Jews. This killing is perpetuated by evil and sin and Satan, the deceiver, the liar. Yet because of God's grace and mercy, His love and kindness toward us, we are all unified together to worship Him. Okay, let's get into the lesson. There were commentary there to set the parameters and get your mind focused on where you need to be going and to study in your mindset of what we are doing today. You are listening to House of Blood Gospel Blog Talk Radio, the morning show with Freddie Howard, coming from 231 6th Avenue down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. You can find us on Reverb Nation. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Google Plus, all over the internet. All you have to type in is How C Production Gospel. I'll just type in How C. Now, this program is being recorded early in the morning. It's about 5 minutes after 6 here in Alabama on an early Sunday morning as I get up in the quiet time of the house to do the broadcast. Now, if you want to comment on this, you can comment at howcgospel@yahoo.com. howcgospel@yahoo.com. If you want to follow us, just click on How C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio and follow us. If you want to call in when we're live, it's 619-639-4634 or 347-202-0317. Or you just want to listen in, you can dial 713-955-0464. Again, thank you for listening to How C Production Gospel. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us. Okay. Galatians, the 3rd chapter, 26th through 29th verse. Here we go. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. By faith. Guess what? You cannot please God without faith. That's believing on something that is not seen, that is not touched, that you cannot put your hands on. That is something, that's hope for something in the future. Faith without work is dead. Faith. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. When you go through this, the issue of being baptized, being submerged in the water and immersed, you have put on Christ. You have said that you're going to be like Christ. You have said that you're going to walk in Christ. It said you're going to live like Christ. That is a ceremony symbolizing. Now, you can be baptized and be a baptized sinner. That is, you have to have a change in your mind. You have to have a change in your heart, in your spirit. You have to be born again. Born again through Christ. I'm not talking about a natural birth. I'm talking about born through Christ. Born through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, God the Father. You have to believe in Jesus Christ. It's a belief. It's a belief. You must believe. You must be converted from a sinner to a Christian in your heart, in your life, how you walk, how you talk, and you teach. It's a show me. You have to live it. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. This takes care of the issue of prejudice and race. If you are in Christ, there is neither Greek nor Jew, neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. Christ Jesus takes care of your division in your heart and in your life and how you see people. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith, through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to